All right. 4 o'clock. Thanks for coming. So my name is Tom. I'm a bit of an alien here because I'm one of the guys from the Cloud Native community. So usually we operate with APIs and not with hardware. So this is going to be interesting. Oh, this is maybe. We need that for the recording, right? Okay. I'm about to tell you about something about Kubernetes on RISC-V. So I'm a maintainer of K0S, which is a CNCF-hosted Kubernetes distribution. I'm working at Mirantis at the Open Source Program Office, and I'm one of the maintainers. And we have K0S and its sibling project Cosmotron. K0S is, does anybody know what that is, actually? No one? Does anybody know what K3S is? Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's a Kubernetes distribution. So, like you have the Linux kernel and, like, your distributions. It's rather like this, right? I'm not going to tell you anything that you already know, because, like, I'm coming from the complete other front. I have been here in this room for the whole day, and I was listening to the stuff that you were presenting, and I was thinking, wow, I didn't have a clue about this. So this is not so. So I'm coming from the other angle, and but I can tell you what I will do today. So as a FOSS maintainer of a Kubernetes-related project, I will just try to share my experiences and what it took us to make K0S workable on RISC-V. And what does Kubernetes on RISC-V even mean for me, or for you maybe?